Thank you, Chair. I just want to start to thank all of the panelists for this very important discussions, and thank you for the Secretariat for facilitating it. Switzerland has been a key supporter of the WSIS process since the beginning, and we've had the privilege of hosting its first phase in Geneva in 2003, so we've been very involved from the beginning. The WSIS outcomes have proven to be more and more crucial over the years, especially now as we have more new and complex technologies emerging, and that they have become a central part of all our lives. So the WSIS framework, grounded in transparency, inclusivity, and collaboration, remains as relevant today as it was 20 years ago. With AI becoming increasingly critical aspects of digital transformation, the WSIS architecture must be well equipped to address the challenges and opportunities it presents. Switzerland remains a very strong advocate for the multi-stakeholder model, which has proven to be indispensable in addressing the increasing complexities of digital governance. As we look towards the future, I want to share some of Switzerland's views. So we are convinced that the WSIS structure that has a vision to be inclusive and approaching and collaborating with all stakeholders is essential. The WSIS architecture, including the leading UN departments and agencies, as well as the WSIS Forum and the IGF, are very useful platforms and mechanisms to further international cooperation. And we wish, therefore, to reinforce and strengthen this process and the architecture into WSIS Plus, as it was mentioned already earlier today. This WSIS Plus has to be fit for purpose for the task of enabling global progress and putting digital at the service and the improvement of our life and the future generations. What does that mean? It means strengthening our multilateral system, in particular the UN specialized agencies and facilitator, updating the CSTD as a system-wide focal point for the WSIS follow-up, strengthening of the WSIS Forum and the forums as a forum to assess progress made in achieving the WSIS goals, strengthening the IGF as the biggest global multi-stakeholder platform to discuss all issues related to the internet and digital governance, and it remains an essential forum for promoting inclusive dialogue and fostering international cooperation. And lastly, strengthening the multi-stakeholder approach, making it more inclusive, more accountable, and more impactful for the people on the ground. So the WSIS Plus 20 review is for us a key opportunity to modernize and update our international cooperation architecture. The WSIS Plus 20 process should be innovative and bring all the stakeholders together with an open, inclusive, and transparent process. And in that line, we believe that the Sao Paulo multi-stakeholder guidelines adopted by the multi-stakeholder community in April should serve as an inspiration for such a process. Thank you very much.